Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. We like to think we are the hottest sports writing program all over the galaxy. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons of things to dive into, obviously. We know we've got the NFL to talk about. We've got some college football to talk about. Upsets and things along those lines obviously took place on the fields on Saturday. College basketball, NBA basketball, dare I say, preseason has started. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, and you're exactly right. We got a lot going on and a little bit of time to do it, so or talk about it, so let's do it.
Look, man, just a couple thoughts off the top of the head. Florida losing to LSU. We were high on them, man, and that could obviously cause a shakeup for things that could have caused a shakeup, but now maybe you want Ohio State in the playoff, right?
Right. No, I agree, but let's get to it after the break, man.
All right, man. On the other side, we are going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Just a heads up on that, Mike, because news in both hockey and baseball. So we got to catch up with him and see what's good and what's bad and what's on his mind. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com. Now,
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Back all the way into his own zone. Gets it to Konecny and then rips it back for Hayes. In across the line, Hayes giving some room. Hayes, a shot, he scores! Kevin Hayes ends it in Columbus!
Off the draw, score! Alex Ovechkin, 699 with a dart.
We're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Great posts, great engagement, great fan participation, to be honest with you. And then on Instagram, at The Real Dorf on Sports, check us out there. And speaking of real, we're going to hook up with The Real John Poulter, who is in Toronto, Canada. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk some hockey, as there is news in both of these. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing okay, thanks. How about you?
Look, we're not locked down. I think you guys are in the heart of things right now with COVID. I just want to get the update on that real quickly. What is happening in Canada at this moment in time, as far as the virus or the disease? How are things looking?
Well, it's getting ugly again. We're into phase two, as they projected we would be come this time of year. Some municipalities are in a lockdown, which means that you're not really supposed to leave your house unless you're going out for something urgent, like groceries, medical appointment, something along those lines. Some of the neighboring communities are not locked down, but that's pending. I expect that there's going to be more. There's a couple that are switching to lockdown tomorrow, and I suspect in the next couple of weeks we will get even more, as human nature is just to gravitate outwards until you find some place that's doing and selling the products that you want to get yourself involved with. The problem that we've had with this is that it's been done on a municipal basis, it's been done on a regional basis, it's been done on a provincial basis. Quite frankly, it should have been done on a national basis, and then we wouldn't have any of this stupidity, because it's something that has to be dealt with, but you can't leave everybody to deal with it on their own. There has to be one set of rules, and everybody has to be asked to follow the same set of rules. It's terribly confusing for the average individual.
I think that was extremely well said. At the end of the day, it's about
caring about yourself. It's about caring about your neighbor. It's about caring about anybody and everybody, to be honest with you. So at the end of the day, sometimes we all need to take the same precautions. And I think that that is extremely well said. Unfortunately, your common sense, John, is not the common sense of most people. And I think what you're saying is totally acceptable. And, you know, I think more and more as time is going on, I am noticing a more of a change here in America, whereas in the beginning it was very resentful. I think there were a lot of people that just weren't buying into the hype, but buying into anything, you know, because you're getting all these different mixed messages from leadership. So I think after further review, people have obviously come around here in America, at least, and realized that there is something going on. And I think that the tough thing to balance is how do you continue your life and live it the way that you want to when you know that you shouldn't be. And it's such a slippery slope. And I there's no right, there's no wrong, but I do know that what we're doing seems to not be working so well. So with that being said, a change is needed. And, you know, it's a change in our behaviors. Mike, jump in if you'd like.
No, I absolutely agree with John in terms of there should be one set of rules. Everybody follows them, but we know that, you know, everybody following them is not really going to happen. And, you know, John, we're down here in Arizona. I mean, we had 50,000 new cases the past 2 weeks. We're on the same line with California and a few other states. And it's just disappointing that, you know, this country, and I would probably say yours as well, can't get this figured out. And there are some people that are just being so bullheaded about simply wearing a mask, staying home, saying that their freedoms are being impinged on when they're not. It truly is, from time to time with me, it's just disappointing to look at what our society has become.
Yeah, well, I mean, I go down to this business of municipality versus municipality again, and I'm a classic example because we live in the city of Toronto, but we are about a mile inside the Toronto, City of Toronto, Durham region limits. The rules are different in Durham region than they are in Toronto. We have lived in this part of the world for close to 35 years. And for that 35 years, we have supported businesses in Durham region because they're easier to get to, there's better parking. It just makes sense to go 3 miles to a grocery store than it does to go 5 miles the other way. I mean, that's just common sense. But I'm now in a situation where if I want to continue to support the businesses that I have supported for those 35 years, technically I'm breaking the rules. I'm bending the rules. The upside for me is that if I continue to go to those stores, I'm in and out of those stores more quickly because I'm familiar with them, I know where the products are, therefore I'm in the company of other people for less time, which to me is a positive. If you force me to go to another grocery store that I haven't been in 35 years, the chances are it's been redesigned in those 35 years. Instead of being in that store 40 minutes, I'm probably going to be in there an hour and a half. That to me is bad because all of a sudden I'm in the company of other people and they're trying to keep us away from other people. So that's why I'd like to see one set of rules across the country. And, you know, Trudeau has done some good things. He's done some silly things. But this is something I think he should have stepped up to the plate on and said, I'm the Prime Minister of Canada. These are the rules for the country of Canada. Everybody else sit down and do your job. And that's to me the only way that it could have been done and should have been done. And I'm not sure how much better we would have been in a situation if we'd have done it that way, but I don't think we could have been any worse because right now I think we've got 30-some million people in this country that are just thoroughly confused by the guidelines.
That's the voice of John Poulter coming to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, and obviously, you know, we're all seeing this happen unfold before our very eyes, so we're talking about it in real time, and it's extremely dangerous, it's scary, and people just have to wake up and understand that what's happening is real. All right, so speaking of that, how do you see the NHL proceeding with Canadian teams, and is there a protocol that they're going to have? Because obviously last year they didn't want us there. So I'm talking about the Americans. They didn't want anybody coming across that border. So with what's happening in your country right now and the NHL coming back very soon, what are some of the guidelines? What are the rules? How's it going to be handled?
Well, there's two aspects to that, Andy. The first one is a hard and fast rule, and that is that if play restarts, and right now they're looking at restarting on, I believe, the 13th of January, with training camps to open, I believe, on the 3rd of January. Because the U.S. border is closed in terms of entry between Canada and the U.S., the league is forced to realign. And I want to stress that what has been put forward is a proposal and is subject to voting on by the owners and voting on by the Players Association before they vote on it late next week. But I think with one or two exceptions, it's pretty safe to say that they've decided upon a format. The format will be that there will be one Canadian division, for obvious reasons, which will be seven teams. That would leave 24 teams in the U.S., which they will then divide into three eight-team divisions, and wherever possible, they're going to do it on a time zone basis. So clearly, there's one division where you could very easily fit eight Eastern time zone teams into it. There's a second division where you could put five of the other five Eastern time zone divisions into it. Then it gets a little tricky. Obviously, you have to keep the four Pacific teams together. Then you've got two teams in the Mountain Time Zone, and you've got five teams in the Central Time Zone, and those teams have to be split between the other two divisions in the U.S. So basically Nashville, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis, Dallas, the Coyotes, and the Colorado Avalanche are somehow going to have to be split between those two remaining U.S. divisions. I understand that what has been proposed is that the, we'll call it the Pacific Division, since four of the teams in the division are in the Pacific time zone. My understanding is that what's been proposed is that the Sharks, the Kings, the Ducks, the Golden Knights, the Coyotes, the Avalanche, the Stars, and the Blues will form what will be known as the Pacific Division. I understand Dallas is putting up a little bit of a fight. They would like to be in their own time zone for obvious reasons so that their fans can watch games on TV in their own time zone. There's some talk that they may switch with the Minnesota Wild, which obviously is also a central time zone team. It's the central guys that are going to get hurt on this because they're either stretching to the west or they're stretching to the east. There's going to be a lot of travel there. So that's to be decided, but my guess is Dallas and St. Louis are the two central teams that stay with the Western boys.
Interesting stuff. Going to be difficult to make it all happen, impossible, like we saw last year. And you know what? Expect somewhat similar stuff to happen, I think. Start, stop, maybe don't finish, and then maybe come back. I think we got to expect it maybe one more time. All right, we got to take a break. John, let's come back one more time, and let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Major League Baseball as well. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Open, but it could not be cleared. Kept alive now by Point, then given across to Hedman. Stamkos, yeah! Johnny scores! Stamkos again! And it's 1-0 in favor of the Lightning.
Out high, Eakin lets it rip. Save out the left. Rebound, score! Alan Martinez! It is gone!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Duffy, first base side of the rubber, lets it fly. And Lindor with a drive! Deep right field! Away! Back and gone! Francisco Lindor blasted two last night. He gets number 11 tonight. Insurance run on a majestic bond to right, and the Indians now lead it 9-7.
Alonso drives one deep left center, headed toward the wall. That ball is out of here. Number 46 for Pete Alonso, tied with Trout no more. He's got the major league lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Now the fun begins.
That's right, baby. The fun begins because we are here talking sports like we are each and every Sunday for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can check out the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We were talking some NHL hockey on the other just before. Now we're going to get into Major League Baseball, virtual Major League Baseball winter meetings. Yep, even Major League Baseball has caught on to what we're in this world right now in 2020, and we're using the technology that we have readily available for us. So good to see that. But John, in all honesty, is baseball going to look a lot like it did this year, first and foremost, which, I mean, obviously no fans in the stands and things along those lines? And what about some of the potential rule changes that we put into play last season with the guy going on second base, this, that, and the other, some of the other things that they tried, that the DH, just some of those things. So do we have any information on what next season looks like?
I don't think we have anything official yet. If you're asking me what my own thoughts on it are, they would be that we're probably going to look at something like we saw in 2020. I don't think we're going to see fans in the stands. If we see fans in the stands, it will be on a very reduced basis, whether it's something that the league will set up or whether it will be set up regionally the way that it has been in the NFL. There are some teams, of course, in the NFL that are letting in a small percentage of fans. There are other stadiums that are saying no fans. And then, of course, we got the situation in San Francisco where the city or the county has said to the 49ers, we don't even want you playing the games in our county, so go find yourself someplace else to play. How baseball shapes up, it's almost like a dartboard with a moving target. If you're asking me what I think personally, I'd be surprised if we see anything different than we saw in 2020. And I'm saying that because clearly we're not going to have everybody in North America fully vaccinated by the time the baseball season is scheduled to start in April. So therefore, we have to have the same concerns as a community that we had in 2020. They figured out a way to make it work last year. There were some hiccups and some road bumps along the way, and they got around them, and we finally did have a World Series. I can see them doing what they did last year, but with a bigger schedule. Now, whether that's a 162-game schedule or whether it's somewhere between the 60 games they played last year and the 162 they would normally play, that's anybody's guess. But, that adds another piece to the puzzle, and that is, the next thing I was going to chat about is the free agent situation. How often do we get to 2 weeks before the festive holiday season and see the number of quality free agents that have not signed? And that's because teams are uncertain where their revenues are coming from in 2021 and don't want to commit big salaries or long-term contracts to players that had good statistics on a 60-game run. I mean, from a business standpoint, it doesn't make sense. The players want the most money. The players want the longest term. The owners are looking for cost certainty. So we're in that stalemate situation, and there's some awfully good talent out there. We've seen a couple of guys sign. I saw that James McCann signed a four-year deal with the Mets yesterday, which is interesting because that clearly takes them out of the JT Realmuto situation. And with Dave Dombrowski being appointed the president of baseball ops in Philadelphia, you have to wonder if his real task is to sign Realmuto to an extension. So I think we're going to be all over the place with it. I don't think we're going to know until maybe January or February. And, of course, the closer we get to the start of spring training and the start of the regular season, the less options they have in terms of going forward.
You know, John, you mentioned McCann signing with the Mets, and the Mets have new ownership. I think they're trying to change the culture there. They hired the D-backs executive, Porter, as their GM. Is that going to be a good move for them, or is it like anything else, you just got to wait for it to play out?
I think it's a good move from the standpoint that he's well known as being a good judge of talent and a good developer of talent. Whether he will be allowed to operate the same way in New York as he was in his previous locations, San Diego and Boston are the two that come to mind, that's another question. The Mets ownership has always tended to be a little bit impatient because, like the Yankees, they have that big checkbook and a big drawer that they're never afraid to take out. They don't spend their money wisely all the time. It would never surprise me if by signing McCann and saving some money over what it would cost them to have signed Realmuto is an indication that they might be holding some money back to go after another big free agent. Two guys at the top of that list would probably be George Springer and Trevor Bauer if they were looking to make any kind of an impact. Mets can obviously afford those two guys. The question is, do they want to write those two checks? But it would never surprise me to see the Mets make a real serious run at both of those two guys and try and do one-stop shopping at the free agent market and put themselves in a great position in a division that, quite frankly, other than the Atlanta Braves, has not shown a lot of consistency over the last few years. Teams have been up and down. This may be an opportunity for the Mets to get into the thick of that race, and as I say, they have the checkbook to do it, so it wouldn't surprise me at all.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. As we know, the virtual winter meetings have come and gone, and things are starting to filter into place for next season, which kind of leads me to my thought. The Dodgers finally get over that hump. They get it done, John. Are we looking at potentially a Dodger team that could win a couple few World Series in a row now?
Yeah, I think you are, simply because their talent is good, their talent is young, their talent is deep. The team is well balanced. I don't really know what other piece of an equation you need to make an equation balance. They would have all of the factors. On the other hand, let's not forget the New York Yankees. We talked about the Yankees a lot last year in terms of the quality they have, the depth. They were killed by injuries. If the Yankees had been healthy all year, it may have been a different story in terms of what team came out of the American League. And I don't mean to downplay the role and the success of the Tampa Bay Rays. They were every bit deserving of getting to the World Series as they did. But I really expected the Yankees to be more in that race than they were. And as we've said, it's injuries that were a big issue with the Yankees. Put full teams on the field, it might be a different story. I can see them playing a lot better baseball. They're going to get some competition from the Chicago White Sox. I mean, the White Sox were a good team last year. They faded a little bit towards the end, but then they went out and signed Tony La Russa, which is an indication that they're serious about winning. They've re-signed a couple of players. They've made a couple of trades. I can see them being a real contender as well. But if you were asking me today, under normal circumstances, I'd be saying Yankees and Dodgers would be the one and two teams to get to the World Series.
John, as always, it's a true pleasure talking to you about sports. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully things turn around there sooner than later, and we can all kind of get back to living our normal, usual life.
Oh, wouldn't we all like to see that? We're 9 months into this now, and it's probably about 8.5 months longer than any of us wanted it to see it happen.
Have a great day, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation. From HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. You can follow us on Twitter. Mike is Pinkskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. You can check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to get into some college football with you at this moment in time. And, you know, you have Alabama continuing to whoop up on teams. We had Florida falter, not once, but for the second time, obviously, this season to an LSU team that has been not that good. They've been very average at best. Georgia gets a nice win, I guess you can call it, over a Missouri team that's in the top 25. North Carolina, I think they kind of reestablished themselves a little bit by beating Miami, especially the way that they did beat Miami, 62-26. Those are the same numbers. You just reverse them, baby. And then obviously you keep things moving. Northwestern gets a win, which is probably to be expected. SC, USC hangs on and beats UCLA. Thought that was interesting. Wisconsin, once again, they go down and they're just not a good football team, okay? It's just the truth. Like I always do, I'm a realist. I'm objective, even when we're talking about my teams, and they're just not good. It was nice to see your boy Zach Wilson and the BYU Cougars get that bounce-back win over San Diego State, you know, after a disappointing loss to them last year. And then coming back to the pack one more time, Mike, Colorado, they had an opportunity and they messed up the bed, right? Utah gets that victory and beats them. So Colorado, that perfect season is no longer. And then, you know, some cancellations that we had once again, and probably one that one guy is extremely happy that they don't even have to play this game, right? And that's Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, because they didn't have to play Ohio State. But realistically, my friend, now it makes more sense to want to have Ohio State in the national championship hunt, in the playoff, because, quite frankly, we had that loss from Florida take place against LSU, and Cincinnati had another game that got canceled against Tulsa. That would have been a game that helps their story or their fight for what they want to have happen. How do you see all this shaking out, dude? Like, what goes down here, man?
Well, I really see it's the Final Four is going to be the big boys again. It's Bama, it's Clemson, it's Notre Dame, and probably going to be Ohio State, which, you know, when you look at how the season has kind of progressed in terms of who's actually playing games and who's not, records, that whole thing within their conference, it's really tough to see anybody but those four big boys, the blue bloods that I mentioned, being in there. I mean, look, was BYU a nice story for a while? Yeah. Was Coastal Carolina a good story for a little while? Yes. Cincinnati, same thing. But none of those Cinderellas are going to crack the top four. I mean, look, if you can put in the playoff, if you can put an Alabama, a Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State, I'm sorry, that's going to get eyes. I mean, look, the NCAA is looking for money, and you and I both know that this whole thing to go on with the season is a complete money grab. They got to get the contract money back somehow. There are some conferences that have fans, so they're recouping as much as they can in terms of ticket sales and all those kind of things. But if you can put those four teams in the playoff, you're going to get a lot of eyes, and that's going to make the advertisers happy. It's going to make ABC, ESPN extremely happy with that. So with all that being said, it's playing out kind of the way I thought it was going to play out. The Blue Bloods in the end will win out. They'll get there, and we'll just kind of go on like we normally do with college football.
All right, so under the circumstances, look, I understand why they're going to bend the rules and they're going to allow Ohio State to be able to play for the national championship in that playoff. And, you know, look, we're in unprecedented times. At the end of the day, man, you want to see the best go out there and compete, don't we? And I guess the only real question I would have is the sample size going to be enough from Ohio State at the end of the day when they wind up playing like five games or something like that, right? So, right. Look, our eye test tells us that they're a good football team. They've got one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best, right? And ultimately, again, I think it's about competition, bro. So we want to see Ohio State. We want to see Alabama. We want to see Clemson. And we want to see Notre Dame. But those are the teams that are undefeated, like you call them. They're kind of the big boys of college football at this moment in time. And I want to see the best play the best. So in unprecedented times, you have to take unprecedented measures. And therefore, my post the other day was a little sarcastic, but it was also like a little bit of truth. You know, I said that the Big Ten is going to bend the rules to fit whatever narrative they want it to fit. And when you really think about things, bro, it makes sense. Like, we're in uncharted water right now. So why not deal with uncharted water where we can still put the best, or at least what our eyes tell us is the best out there, and we can still have that happen? Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Would you and I and tons of, you know, thousands of other people like to see a Cinderella get in there? Yeah, we would. It would kind of be fun. But at the end of the day, if Coastal Carolina or a BYU or a Cincinnati has to play an Alabama or an excellent Notre Dame team, I'm not a big Notre Dame guy, but this team that Brian Kelly has is special. I think that would just be – it would be a rating disaster because those smaller squads from smaller conferences would just get their lunch handed to them. And it's just one of those things where, yeah, let's see best on best. It's what everybody, like you said, that's what everybody wants to see. That's what sells tickets. That's what gets eyes to the TV. So that's probably what's going to happen.
Speaking of things that kind of sell, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk some college hoops for a moment here. Coach K comes out the other day saying that he doesn't think that college basketball should even be taking place. He decides to not play the non-conference schedule anymore, and they're just going to be playing their ACC games. I guess my thought and my question all at the same time, Mike, is this the start of something that we may have to look out for as the season continues to go? We're probably close to 200 games that have already been canceled. It was 177 like a week ago, okay, that all the college right. games, basketball games that have been canceled. So I just wonder whether or not this all winds up working out in general. Do we start this season? Do we stop this season and try to make it finish? Or do we just kind of like bull rush right through it and like without any cause for concern and you just keep pushing forward? And ultimately, dude, I'm seeing that occur in like every area that is possible. So my humble opinion tells me that we're going to push through no matter what. Come high or hell water, there's going to be a March Madness come March this year, Mike, or this next year. So they're going to do whatever they got to do to get through the season. And at the end of the day, it comes back to more money, more money, more money.
Yeah, it does come back to more money. Look, it kind of goes without saying, what we've seen happen in college football is going to be the exact same thing we're going to see happen in college basketball. All these games being canceled, they're just going to, just like you said, they're going to be bullheaded about all this and do what it takes to get to March so they can get those advertising dollars again. They don't, you know, they lost, what was it, last year? They lost almost $1 billion or something like that, not having March Madness. And they, the NCAA can't go another year with that much revenue loss from the tournament, because that is the single biggest tournament on the planet. It's the most popular with the American culture. And it's a huge betting thing as well. So there's lots of money to be made and lost, with all of that, with the NCAA tournament. So now we're going to, you know, common sense be damned in a situation like this. They should, I mean, they're using these kids, and I refer to them as kids because they're students, as guinea pigs. And it's unfair to those kids. It's unfair. It's unfair to the coaches. So, you know, just be prepared. You know, we're going to get the March, like you said, come hell or high water.
All right. So with all that being said, I'm noticing something early on in the season. Kind of want to get your thought, your opinion, and what you're seeing, and if it's similar to what I'm seeing. So Gonzaga is the best team in the country right now, and they are a team that we know guys go play there for 3 or 4 years. The Coach K teams, the Tom Izzo teams, the Bill Self teams, those guys have the one and doneers, right? They get the, right, the five star athletes. They get the top recruits year in, year out. And quite frankly, I think they're struggling because of it. Okay. So what I'm noticing is a little bit of a trend, and I hope it continues. And the trend that I'm noticing is this. There are guys that are sticking around a little bit longer, and they are playing 3 years or so. Like the Wisconsin, their team, a lot of juniors and seniors on that team. I think they have something like 7 seniors on their team. So the Gonzagas of the world, the Wisconsins of the world, they're doing things, in my humble opinion, the right way. They have those kids in a program where they know they're going to keep them for maybe for 3, maybe 4 years. And again, that's the way it used to be, brother. When you and I were growing up watching all the great players, they played 4 years of college to get that polish, to get that experience, to get that what they need to go to the next level, to be the best they can possibly be. Now we do things based on potential, right? And you say, well, this guy's ceiling could be this. So what I'm noticing early is that teams like Gonzaga, who are senior-led teams, they're the best in the country right now, Mike. There's something to that.
No, there is absolutely something to that. And you see it every year in college basketball that a lot of teams that have some – juniors on it. I would even say some sophomores on it, but certainly some juniors and some seniors sprinkled in there, like a Gonzaga, like your Wisconsin Badgers, that they do well come late in the year, come high pressure situations, because they've seen it. They've been there. They fought through it. They, you know, whether they won or lost is part of the equation, but they have the experience to deal with tough situations. And I absolutely agree that when we talk about these one and doneers and they get to the NBA draft, because let's face it, I mean, all these players in the NCAA, whether it's NFL or college football, their goal is to get to the league, whether it's the NFL or the NBA. Their potential, when they talk about that, just drives me nuts. Give me a player that's been with a strength coach at Gonzaga, at an Alabama, Michigan State, Wisconsin, that's been working out, getting his body ready for the rigors of the NBA and working on his game with top flight coaches like Mark Few. And he's good to go. First day training camp, first day in the NBA. Give me that guy over a guy that hasn't tapped into his potential yet.
All right. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back to wrap up this hour. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Hour number one in the books, Mike, just about, to be honest with you. And obviously, we want things to look normal next year. We got a little glimpse of what may be from John Poulter as far as hockey and baseball. I do think it looks a lot like what we saw this past season. Nobody in the stands, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change at all. I mean, we still have the pandemic raging in Canada, here, Europe. You know, there shouldn't be fans in the stands anyways in any league anywhere. Just so we can, you know, sometimes you got to protect yourself from being stupid. And I think having no fans in the stands, as much as a money thing that it would be for the owners, we're talking about billionaires, so you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be just fine. But you can't you can't do anything about your health. And once you're sick and deadly sick, it's something that we can't have.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. It's going to be an interesting proposition as we watch the next seasons unfold for everything, to be honest with you, because we're living in a different world. We're living in a different time. And quite frankly, we don't know too much. So we got to do better. That's all I'm saying. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Hour number one in the books. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first truckloads of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine were set to leave a Michigan manufacturing plant Sunday for distribution across the United States. Some 3 million vaccine doses are being distributed this week. Healthcare workers are being prioritized for inoculations. Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State after supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters went at it. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects after declaring a riot when one person was shot. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. says officers had arrested at least 26 people.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning. Better know you think about it when you're gone.
Country Music Hall of Fame's first black American has died Saturday from COVID-19 complications. Charlie Pride had at least 30 number one hits and won 3 Grammys. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee are demanding answers on Democrat committee member Eric Swalwell's close ties to a suspected Chinese spy. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Wall tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
Representative Michael Conaway of Texas says members on the House Intelligence Committee are privy to our nation's most important secrets, and the fact that a senior Democrat member of the committee was compromised by a Chinese spy should serve as a grave wake-up call. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The National Football League will present 14 games on Sunday. With playoff implications, the Minnesota Vikings will be in the Sunshine State to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This week, Bucs head coach Bruce Arians says he has nothing but respect for his future Hall of Fame quarterback, Tom Brady.
It's been fantastic. From day one, getting him here, watching him prepare and help young players get better. He's a joy to coach, and he's a fantastic competitor, and I love that about him. And he's been there and done it, and he's helped so many of our guys who haven't believe that they can, and that's a huge part of it. And couldn't ask any more out of him.
Vikings at Bucks, 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The late game Sunday is a great matchup. The 11-1 Steelers will visit the 9-3 Buffalo Bills. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin this week says his receivers need to get better at their job.
Yeah, they can catch the ball or they can get replaced by those that will catch it, you know. And it's just as simple as that. Like I've often said, man, I expect guys to make routine plays routinely. And when there's a pattern of that not happening, then we got to look at, you know, who we're throwing the ball to. You know, the coaching of catching the football for those who are employed to do it at this level is not something that I got a lot of patience for. It's not something that any of us have a lot of patience for. Those guys' job is to catch the football, particularly the routine ones.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely, maybe even good evening to some of you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. He's Mike. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, so much to talk about in the NFL as we talk all NFL this hour on the program. If I'm not mistaken, we're in week 14, Mike Wilson, and that is absolutely nuts to think about the fact that we are not going to have football for that much longer. And with that being said, for the most part, these guys have been able to get through the season, obviously getting a little creative with the scheduling, where they have to go through the week here and there. And quite frankly, at this moment in time, I'm going to say I think that the scheduling is definitely hurting the Pittsburgh Steelers down the stretch. So that'll be something that is interesting to watch and see how that develops as the season continues to go. And the important thing there is Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh Steelers, who's going to have home field advantage throughout the AFC. So, Mike, you ready to do this, brother, or what?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. It's like you said, we're getting down there in terms of the season, and playoff implications are happening every week now, so it's a good time.
Will the New Orleans Saints falter? You know, can the Packers get home field advantage? Does it really matter? Like, so many things to dive into and talk about. We're going to do it here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you know what? We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, part. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football. We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
Welcome back, everybody. Bill Belichick obviously talking about the lack of productivity from his team. And it's been one of those years for the New England Patriots. Up and down. Not really that good, not really that bad, and maybe just a little bit average, to be quite honest with you. And not used to that from the New England Patriots. We are used to watching Patrick Mahomes rip up the league. We're used to watching Aaron Rodgers rip up the league, Mike. And, you know, the current playoff picture right now, as it sits, before the games happen today, which would be week 14, the Steelers, the Saints, both have the home field advantage throughout right now based on their records. The Steelers and the Chiefs have the same record, but the Steelers have the tiebreaker for right now. The Chiefs would be playing the Colts. That's a tough matchup. The Bills would be playing the Dolphins. That's a divisional matchup. The Browns would be playing the Titans. Those are some great first-round matchups, to be honest with you. And, you know, the Titans and the Browns, they just played. We saw what happened there. So maybe a little bit of a payback on their mind if it stays this way. The NFC picture looks like this. The Saints have the path to the home field advantage with the best record, 10-2. Packers just behind them at 9-3. They have the number two spot. They'd be playing the Vikings, a division rivalry right there, a division rival. The Buccaneers would be playing the Rams right now. And the Seahawks would be playing the Giants at this moment in time, who are 5-7 and leading the NFC East. But that's the playoff picture as it sits. I do think there's going to be maybe some tweaks to this a little bit, Mike, down the stretch. But for the most part, I do think things are going to hold with what we have. You could see like the Dolphins switch places with the Colts maybe, or you get what I'm saying. I mean, at the end of the day, this playoff picture, I'm going to remember this playoff picture. And then you know what? Each and every week, we're going to keep talking about it. And if things hold the way they are, obviously, this is the way it'll wind up. But again, there could be a couple few little things that do happen and take place. So these things could get tweaked just a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. They could get tweaked a little bit. And, you know, me, everybody knows that I'm a Miami fan. You know, just been a Dolphin fan since I was a kid. I don't think the Dolphins make it. They're scheduled the last month of the year of the season starts today with the Kansas City Chiefs at home. And it doesn't get any easier for them. They're a young team. They're learning how to win with a young quarterback and even a young coaching staff. I don't see Miami making it. If they do, hey, great, fabulous. But it's just this last part of the season for Miami that could really tweak them out of the playoffs.
All right.
The Bills, I don't want any part of the Bills, man. Like I wouldn't want to play them. Like I think the Bills beat Pittsburgh today.
Okay, so let me jump in here and let me paint the picture for you, because here's the deal, brother. Miami is 8-4, okay? So with four games left for them, they have to worry about the Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-5. They have to worry about the Las Vegas Raiders, who are 7-5. Okay. So those are the two teams, brother. And then on the outside looking in would be the New England Patriots. So I think it's extremely important for us to look at those schedules as well down the stretch before we say that Miami could play themselves out, because at the same time, Baltimore could play themselves out, or the Vegas Raiders could play themselves out. So put it this way. My point is this. I'd rather be the Miami Dolphins right now than the Baltimore Ravens or the Las Vegas Raiders, right? Because they have to keep winning games, and they have to hope that Miami loses a couple games down the stretch.
Right. There's a little bit more wiggle room if you're the Dolphins than if you are a Raiders fan, a Ravens fan. But, you know, I do hope my team makes it, but just knowing how young they are and just inexperienced at some of this stuff at the playoff run makes me a little nervous. But I would love to be pleasantly surprised.
All right, so here's the deal, okay? So Do you know the Dolphins' schedule down the stretch, just out of curiosity? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I got to say no. But
here's what I'm going to give you, okay? The Raiders, this is what the Raiders have down the stretch, okay? You ready? So they've got the Colts today, as we know, which is going to be this could be the make or break game for the Vegas Raiders, to be honest with you, Mike, okay? You got the Colts. That's a game that it's a tough one. But then you play the Chargers. You should win that game. Then you play the heads-up matchup with your Dolphins, okay? So, again, I think 2 or 3 weeks from now, we will have a lot more answers than we do at this moment in time. And then they have the Broncos to finish out the season. So, at the very worst, I'm thinking this team goes 9-7, right? Because they should beat the Chargers and they should beat the Broncos. They've got the Colts and the Dolphins that are obviously going to be tough games, right?
Right.
Okay, so we got the Raiders at 9-7, right? Is that fair?
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay, now let's take your Dolphins, my friend, okay? Let's take your Dolphins and Let's
and
look
I'm
at
looking
their
at
schedule.
Their schedule right now. Yeah.
Okay. So they got the Chiefs, right? That's a tough one. They may lose that. They got the Patriots. That's another tough one. They could lose that one. You're right. Just because the at this moment in time, the Patriots are going to be playing like a spoiler type role, right? So that right. could happen. Then they got the Raiders. We already talked about that one. That's a huge game. And then they play the Bills. So I agree with you. I think that the Dolphins' schedule down the stretch is extremely difficult. I think the magic number, and I think we can agree on this, the magic number might be 10, right? Whoever gets right. 10 wins is probably in.
No. Absolutely. And you look at the schedule for the Dolphins, today is going to be extremely tough. You know, with Patrick Mahomes and the circus that is the Chiefs comes down. I think they can beat the Patriots, but once again, like you said, the Patriots are going to be, you know, in that mode of possibly playing spoiler. And then their last two games are on the road at the Raiders and at the Bills. And let's just call it what it is. Playing at the Bills, and I know, you know, the Bills Mafia fans, they're not going to be there and all that kind of stuff. But it's still, look, it's December, or that game will be in January in Buffalo for a team from the South. That could spell disaster. And then the Raiders, you never know what you're going to get with the Raiders almost from week to week. So, you know, they have the next two games at home. They have the last two games on the road. It's going to get interesting for Tua and his offense and that defense of Miami.
All right, again, my friend, I see 10 being the magic number,
yep.
and I'm going to throw this at you. The Baltimore Ravens, I do think that they could easily get 10 wins, and here's the deal. This is the game today that they – or not today. They play on Monday. They play the Browns on Monday. That's a huge game for both teams. One, for the Browns to, like, say, yeah, we're here, we're ready, we're present, and we are going to be a team that is to be reckoned with in this postseason. And it's also a huge game for the Ravens to say, no, not so fast. You know, we've had a rough season, but it's our time now where we figure things out, and we're going to show you that we're the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, so that's a huge game for them. After that, they got the Jaguars. Then they have the Giants, who are playing well, but you look at this on paper, and that's a winnable game for the Baltimore Ravens. Then they finish the season out with the Bengals. I see 10 wins for the Baltimore Ravens, brother, and I may even see 11. If they can beat the Browns on Monday, I think the Baltimore Ravens finish the season on a very high note, and they could win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in a row going into the postseason. Mike, are you with me? Well, I think I may have lost him, but
I'm right here. I'm sorry.
That's what I see, my friend. I see potentially Baltimore getting to 11. How about you?
No, I mean I absolutely do too. And you know, Cleveland, you know, as good as they're playing, it's still Cleveland, brother. It is, you know, they could go full Brown mode on everybody and finish the year on a clunker. Next, you know, tomorrow night, the Monday night game, prime time. Let's see how they do in prime time. Let's see how Baker Mayfield does in prime time with all the eyes on the TVs tomorrow night. So there's a lot to be decided, obviously, and I think he hit the nail on the head with, you know, in 2 weeks, we'll have a really good picture of what's probably going to play out in terms of playoff seeding, who's the number one seed, who's coming in on a hot – you know, on a hot streak, who's going to, you know, probably go out in the first round kind of thing.
Look, man, I mean, there's something that you say, there's something that a lot of people say. There's two things that travel, right? It's your defense and
right.
your running game. And
right.
once again, in that matchup with the Baltimore Ravens going to Cleveland, Ohio, we know that the Browns have Nick Chubb and they've got Kareem Hunt and they have a very good running game. The Ravens obviously have a good running game. Something's got to give here. One of these two defenses has to step up, has to make plays, has to be better than the other one. Look, they've got the Ravens as a small favorite. And I'll tell you what, This has statement game written all over it for both sides, my friend. And one of them is going to prevail. And we have to wait till Monday to find out. Okay, let's take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back to talk more NFL on the other side.
Receiver, top of the field, two near side. Mitch going to shovel it inside. Here is Trey Burton. He goes airborne for the goal line. He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Under center is Rosen, hands it off. David Johnson on the left, cuts back to the right. He's at the 30-yard line. He fumbles the ball at the 31, and the Vikings recover it.
Two-point conversion try. Baker takes the snap, looks left, flush to the right, fires back into the end zone, and Callaway caught it. He's got it for the 2 points.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, week 14 of the NFL. We're breaking it all down for you. And look, a full docket of games. I might as well run through them for us, Mike. Texans and Bears and meaningless football game. Cowboys and Bengals in another meaningless football game. Chiefs and Dolphins playing a meaningful football game. Cardinals playing the Giants. That's meaningful for both teams. Obviously, the Cardinals need to keep winning, and the Giants are now on top of the NFC East. Vikings playing the Buccaneers. That's a big game for both teams. Buccaneers may not even make the playoffs, and they got Tampa Tom now. Vikings have been literally a mixed bag, man. You don't know what you're getting week in and week out from them. Broncos and Panthers, another meaningless football game. Titans, Jaguars, meaningless for the Jaguars, other than the fact that they're trying to get the number one pick. Titans, obviously trying to solidify their postseason, which I do think they will be there. Colts and Raiders, big game for both of these teams. A good matchup, obviously, at this point in time. Jets playing the Seahawks. Big game for the Seahawks. You don't want to be that team, and the Jets continue to have the sweepstakes for the number one pick overall. And then the Packers playing the Lie-Downs. Obviously a big game for the Packers. Big game for the Lions in the sense of they could be a spoiler and not mathematically out of the playoffs yet. So I guess if you're hanging on for anything, you got to get this victory. The Saints, look, they win with or without Drew Brees. Is he playing today? I'm not quite sure. I'll look that up if you haven't looked it up. But they are playing Jalen Hurts, who's going to get his first opportunity in the NFL. And he's got to go up against that Saints defense. I feel a little bit bad for him, but you know what? Maybe he will surprise all of us. Falcons playing the Chargers, that team from Washington playing the 49ers. I'm kind of pulling for that team from Washington, brother. I'll be honest with you. They have no name, and they could wind up winning the division. So that's a story to keep watching. Steelers playing the Bills, another meaningful football game for both of these teams. Steelers got to keep winning. Bills, they, you know what? Outside chance that I guess they could have home field advantage. So you got to keep winning games. Patriots go down to the Rams earlier in the week. That wasn't much of a game. The Rams look good on defense, really good on defense. Their offense is starting to come around as well. And then we've already talked a little bit about the big one on Monday with the Ravens and the Browns. So, dude, some great matchups this week, man.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of good games today. And like you said, well, I mean, the first two games you mentioned are meaningless. But, you know, look, I look at the Arizona-New York Giant game with some intrigue because, well, I mean, obviously, one, you and I are based out of Phoenix, Arizona. And so, you know, they're the local team. And how effective is Kyler Murray going to be today? Is he 85%? Is he close to 90? Is he even any better? You know, because if he doesn't have his legs, you and I both talk about it, even on our local show, you know, then, you know, the Cardinals' chances go down greatly. And then you look at the Giants. Everybody was looking at the Giants early on in the season, and they were laughed at. And right now, I look at the Giants as the Miami of this year. Miami was obviously was a joke early on last year, and then they finished the season on a 5-6 game win streak. Giants are kind of doing the same thing, and Joe Judge, you know, the head coach there for the Giants, has changed the culture. He has his guys, and they're buying in and they're winning. So, you know, if I'm the Cardinals, you know, this is a game that not only the Cardinal fans are like, oh, we can win that game. Giant fans and Giant players are going, we can win this game. Like, this is not, we're not going up against the Chiefs or the Steelers here or the Packers. This is the Cardinals. So there's a lot on the line in this game. You talked about, you know, Jalen Hurts going up against that defense against the Saints. That's going to be interesting to see how they do that and see how Carson Wentz, you know, is he going to be helpful for Jalen Hurts, or is he going to be sitting back and just let Jalen kind of figure this out on his own? If Wentz is a true pro, bro, he's going to help Jalen with in-game adjustments and just seeing what he sees and relaying that to Jalen. So that's going to be an interesting game. And then, look, Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Pittsburgh's coming off their first loss of the year. How do they react to that? And it's not an easy team that they're having to try and get back on track with the Bills. I personally think, and I stated it earlier in the show, I think Buffalo wins this game. I really do. And, you know, Buffalo has a lot to play for. Division lead, keeping pace or keeping ahead of pace with Miami. So there's a lot on the line in a lot of these games. And then you have tomorrow night's game, and we've already talked about it, with as much on the line as possible for the Browns and certainly the Ravens.
All right, let me jump back in here now, and let me tell you this, okay? Daniel Jones officially active for the game against the Arizona Cardinals. So this is an interesting thought as well, because obviously Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray come out of the same draft class, and so that's always going to be a conversation that people may or may not have, right? So, and then for Kyler, he does have Fitzy back. He does have D-Hop on the field. So I do think that that's extremely important for the Arizona Cardinals if they're going to have any success. But I also agree, man, Kyler's got to be more effective in the running game. He's got to kind of go back to being who he is. And if he can't be that guy, then I hope they have a scheme and a game plan that will fit whatever his skill set is and how he's ready to go out there for the day and this game. So, again, you got to know your personnel, and you got to know how this guy can be used and how he's going to be used effectively, because the way they've been using him the last couple weeks – we've seen the result, man. They're losing football games. So you need this win. You got to get a victory over a Giants team that is playing with a lot of confidence. And you know what? They're on a roll right now. So this is not an easy football game. The Cardinals, a road favorite. I think home dogs, where it's like 3 points or less, those are extremely dangerous games. You mentioned the Steelers. And, dude, listen – we saw some kinks in the Steelers, okay? And again, I'm going to go more to this than anything. I think that the scheduling down the stretch will absolutely hurt the Steelers. And when they do get to the postseason, I think there is a real possible concern that they're going to be very banged up, because they have a difficult schedule down the road, man, or down the stretch of the season, where they're playing a lot of games in a short span of time. So I'm curious to see how that affects the Steelers in the postseason, more so. But we will see how if they falter in the regular season. I think the writing's on the wall, Mike.
No, I do too. And one more thing, a couple more things with the Steelers. They're missing Bud Dupree, their fantastic middle linebacker, and they got to get the run game going. They're throwing the ball way too much.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll break down the games like we always do, give you our picks, analysis, things along those lines. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to dive into still, where we go through the picks and the games. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Just inside the 16, quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
There's always been an elephant in the room. No one came up to me the whole spring, coaches included. No one asked me how I felt. No one asked me what was on my mind. No one asked me, you know, how I felt about the things that were going on. Nobody asked me what my future entailed, and that's that. So now it's like when we try to kind of handle the situation now, it's kind of late.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. The future is now for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, Carson Wentz just hasn't had the goods ever since he had that setback where he was having a great season, and then Nick Foles comes in and does the job and gets it done for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they win the Super Bowl. The guy has never recovered from that, to be honest with you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do come back in the wee hours of the night. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, talking about the NFL on Sports Overnight America. This week, week 14 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Again, come to you at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you into the wee hours of the night, talking everything about what happened in the NFL from the week. All right, Mike, it's that time, my friend. We got to break down the games, give our analysis. Some games will take more time than others. This is one of those games that we're going to breeze through. Texans playing the Bears. Again, not much that either of these teams are playing for. Bears not mathematically out of it. However, I think psychologically they are out of it. Both of these teams psychologically out of it. They're kind of playing for paychecks at this point in time, just to be honest. So with that being said, I'm going to take the Texans to beat the Bears because I like Deshaun Watson.
You took my reason, brother. You took my reason why I'm rooting for the Texans. Yeah, I mean, look, when it comes down to these two teams, which quarterback do you trust more? You got to go with Deshaun, and I think the Texans win as well.
I do like that Montgomery kid, though. He's running hard for the Bears, and he may have a big day. You never know. Cowboys-Bengals, right. Another game that we don't need to spend that much time on. What I do find interesting about this game is obviously – Andy Dalton, the redheaded bomber, getting an opportunity to go up against his old team that, you know, obviously they decided to part ways from each other. And, you know, it is what it is. All romances come to an end at some point in time, right? And look, he was there for a long, long time. It is what it is, but it's just also kind of cool to see guys have an opportunity to go back and play their old team. So, with that being said, I'm pulling for Andy Dalton and the Dallas Cowboys, which is something I never do because I hate the Cowboys for the most part. But I want to see Andy Dalton go back to the Bengals in Cincinnati and say, you know what? You kind of gave up on me or whatever it is. So I'm pulling for Andy Dalton and the Cowboys to get a victory, bro.
Look, let's not talk about this game any more than you just did. I'm gonna go with Cincinnati because I just can't root for the Cowboys. So let's just end it there.
All right, one of the games that I do want to talk about because it's interesting, Chiefs and the Dolphins, obviously a big game for both of these teams. They could wind up seeing each other in the postseason unless Miami obviously falters and plays themselves out of the postseason. But truth be told, I think they play a disruptive style of defense. Can they make the Chiefs a little impatient? And does that even matter because they can score so quickly and in bunches? I think this is a fun game to watch. I do think it's going to be closer than the experts think. I think the Dolphins give them everything they can ask for. But in the end, dude, it's Patrick Mahomes. I got to go with the Chiefs.
My heart tells me to go with my Dolphins. My head tells me to go with the Chiefs. So I'm going to follow my head on this one. Yeah, the defense for Miami is good. You know, they're going to hopefully someday get to that great level. But Kansas City, it doesn't matter who they're playing. They're going to strike quick. They're going to strike often. Kansas City today.
Cardinals and Giants, we've talked a little bit about this again. A big matchup for both games, both teams in a lot of different ways. Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, two guys that we'll be comparing whether we should or we shouldn't. The way that the Cardinals have played the last couple weeks, it's been obviously a downward trend versus the Giants who've been on that upward trend. Something's got to give, man. I can't take the Cardinals. I just can't do it because every time I do, they bite me in the butt, brother. So I'm going with the Giants. I think they keep things rolling, even though Fitzy and D-Hop are back. There's something that the Giants are doing right now. I think they get a win, and I think they get closer to 500.
You know, I'm going to flip a coin on this, and the coin comes up New York. They're just on a roll. They're playing with a lot more confidence than Arizona is, so give me New York.
Vikes and Buccaneers. I think that this is an interesting one in the sense of these are two teams that I don't think either one of us would have thought before the season started that they would be trying to get themselves into the postseason. Like, the Vikings were supposed to have a good defense and they were supposed to be a pretty good football team. They've obviously struggled. They're 500. The Buccaneers are 7-5, a little bit over 500, but both these teams could be 7-6 at the end of the day. Like, the Vikings better play like a desperate team. They do have a good running game. I'm going to go with the shocker, bro. I think the Vikings can get it done. I know they're a touchdown underdog, but I think the Vikings can get it done against the Buccaneers in Tampa. I think they take Tampa Tom and the Buccaneers down, and the Vikings put themselves in a position to be in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of those games where there's something on the line for both teams, and you're exactly right with Minnesota. I'm going to go with Tampa Tom. I think they get it figured out today in terms of their aerial attack. I think you're not going to see no risk it, no biscuit so much. I think it's going to be more of what Tampa Tom is used to, kind of dink and dunk his way down the field and keep the offense of Minnesota off the field.
All right, one of those games we're not going to take that much time on, Broncos and Panthers. It's on the schedule. We got to talk about it. Neither one of these teams playing for much. I gotta go with the Panthers because they're playing at home and they have a little bit more stability at their quarterback spot.
Yeah, Carolina for the exact same reason. Denver's they're just such a mess right now. So you got to go with Carolina at home.
All righty, Titans, Jaguars. I think the Titans are a team that I wouldn't want to see today. I'll be honest with you,
yeah,
man. I think Derrick Henry has just a huge day. He could go for over 200 yards. I think Tannehill has a good day. I think this is the day where they go out and they play a pretty good football game, a very complete football game against a team that is playing for absolutely nothing. So Titans all day, bro.
Yeah, Titans are going to blow this game out. This game could be over by halftime, so Tennessee all day.
All righty, let's keep it moving. This is a game I do want to talk a little bit more about. Colts, Raiders. Phillip Rivers was brought in to be the difference maker. And so far, he's been pretty good. Like, after everything said and done, they're 8-4. They're in the postseason. They're playing a Raider team that's been up and down, like a seesaw. They got lucky to beat the Jets. You can go one way or the other from that victory. I think the Colts are going to be a very tough team to beat for the Raiders today. I think that defense is going to wreak havoc on Derek Carr. I'm going to take the Colts getting it done on the road against the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, once again, I'm going to agree with you in terms of, you know, Indianapolis and the advantage that they're going to have, especially at the quarterback position. Like you said, the Raiders, it's kind of like that box of chocolates, man. You just never know what you're going to get with Vegas. So, you know, I'll go with Indianapolis today.
All right, Jets and Seahawks. Seahawks got to right the ship, and there's nobody better to see on your schedule than the J-E-T-S, Jets, who are 0-12. Seahawks have been a little shaky, man. The offense hasn't looked great. Defense hasn't looked great, but I do think Russell Wilson and the Jets get it done, and they may win pretty big, too. Like, this is a game where I see them just laying the smack down, bro.
Right. You know, you don't want to give a team like New York any kind of hope, even though New York, you know, they had hope last week and they blew that. They blew their own hope. So hopefully Seattle just puts the nail down today and ends this game quick.
Packers and Lie-Downs. Lie-Downs can play spoiler, but they are playing against a deck that's pretty loaded. They've been banged up all year. Galladay hasn't been around much. And, you know, it's a lot of new guys for Matty Stafford there with the Lions. I just think it's a long, long day for the Detroit Lions. The Packers win this one, maybe a little closer than it should be, but I do think the Packers walk away with a victory.
No, I do too. I think this is going to be a big stat day for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he has to be smiling when he sees Detroit on the schedule. So yeah, Green Bay all day.
Get those stats up for that MVP race between he and Patty Mahomes. Saints playing the Eagles. Again, we've talked about this. Jalen Hurts getting an opportunity, but I don't know if this is the opportunity you necessarily want to have right when you're going up against the Saints and that defense that's been extremely good over the past few weeks, maybe 2 months now, probably the best defense all around. I think the Saints win, and did you look and see if Drew Brees is back this week? Because if he is, this could be a very, very nice welcome sight for him to kind of ease his way back into things. I got the Saints winning.
I did not see if Brees was going to be back today, but I think regardless of if Brees is back or not, I think this is going to be a big day for New Orleans. So New Orleans wins this by a couple touchdowns.
All righty. I'm trying to get – he's still uncertain, so I'm not exactly sure. The status right now is uncertain for him. I would have to say I would – I'm going to guess he's not playing. Falcons and Chargers, look, this is a meaningless football game. Does Matty Ryan go and make some huge numbers today? Does Justin Herbert come up with big numbers? I think that's really what this one's about. I'm going to go with the Chargers just for the heck of it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I was just looking at this game, and I'm like, you know what? Justin Herbert, you know, look, he's been a bit of a surprise for most everybody. I just want to see the young kid from Oregon continue to have some success, regardless if they win or not. It's going to provide much better success or confidence going into his second year. So I'm going to root for the Chargers today.
Washington and Niners, man, that team from Washington, I'm pulling for him, man. Alex Smith, how can you not pull for him, right? And now he gets an opportunity to go back to the 49ers, right? Like, dude, you can't make this stuff up. I'm pulling for that team from Washington and Alex Smith, man.
Yeah, Alex Smith, probably the comeback player of the year, you know, to say the least, with what he's had to deal with. You know, they got a big victory against Pittsburgh last week to give them to give the Steelers their first loss. Everybody knows that. Let's see if they can build on this and win a game on the West Coast.
Does Josh Allen outshine Big Ben and the Steelers in Buffalo on the Sunday night, or you know what? I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to say, yeah, man, the Bills, brother. Yep. I think they're what's going to be happening, and we're going to be talking about this Bills team for years to come. I like the Bills.
No, I think this could be the Bills coming out party today against Pittsburgh, and as much as my son's probably giving me the stink eye about this game because he's a Steelers fan, I'm picking Buffalo today.
Alrighty, my friend. The last game, the Monday nighter, Ravens and the Browns, like we've talked about, big statement game for both of these teams. Ooh, this is a tough one for me to say, but I'm going to believe in Cleveland, and I'm going to say the Browns beat the Ravens, just because the Ravens aren't having that great of a year, Mike.
Right. I'm picking Cleveland for roughly the same reasons, man. They're not going to go brownie on it tomorrow night.
All right. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Alex Smith, a hard cadence, facing a three-man rush. Fires deep shot near right for Tyreek Hill. Outstretched hands in stride, grab 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! Burns, Casey Hayward, perfect pitch and catch, and a 64-yard bomb from Alex Smith. The Chiefs take a 9-0 lead, 6:30 to go in the second quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one each and every week live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do come back late night to talk NFL football on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I take you from 10 a.m. into the wee hours of the night because, as we know, we can talk football all day long and probably twice on Sundays. All right, Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up. Parting shot, Mike? You ready? Well, I'll give you my parting shot.
No, I'm right here.
Your parting shot, bro?
My parting shot goes out to Florida men's basketball player Keyonte Johnson. He collapsed during the game against Florida State. Very reminiscent of Hank Gathers back in the day. He finished a dunk and then he collapsed. He's still in critical condition, but he's in stable condition as well. So thoughts and prayers out to him, Florida, and his family.
Absolutely, man. I second that emotion. All right, so my parting shot goes out to my Green Bay Packers. Outside shot at winning or having home field advantage, I should say, throughout. Keep winning. You're playing the Lions. This is a game you should win. For Mike, for John Poulter, for Scott, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.